Westlock. An Edmonton man who nearly caused a head-on crash on Highway 44 in May 2016 with a blood alcohol level approaching 3 times the legal limit, faces a heavy fine and year-long driving ban. Appearing in Westlock Provincial Court May 11 via the phone, Sheldon Jeremy Kozawi, 46, pleaded guilty to driving with a blood alcohol level over 0.08, while 2 counts of failing to comply with an order and a charge of impaired driving were withdrawn. Judge Michelle Collinson agreed to a joint sentence submission that'll see Kozawi pay a $2,000 fine and have his driver's license suspended for a year. The judge did not impose a victim fine surcharge and will allow Kozawi to apply immediately to the Interlock program. Crown Prosecutor Anthony Estefan noted a dated criminal record but did not tender it to Judge Collinson. Kozawi, a father of 2 adult children, admitted to the crime and said that, "I want to put this behind me and move forward with my life and not be in trouble with the justice system. It's certainly not an early guilty plea, it's almost 6 years to the day, of the offense date, and it appears that the delays in a large part were at your feet. But I do take the guilty plea at this stage as mitigating because it does show now that you're prepared to take accountability and be held responsible for your actions," said Judge Collinson. "Your words are showing some remorse and regret for your actions and a desire to live a better life and demonstrate to your children that you can be a good parent and be someone they can look up to and respect." Crown Prosecutor Anthony Estefan told court at around 7:57 p.m., May 13, 2016, police got a call that a red Chevrolet Silverado was all over the road, heading south on Highway 44 near Fawcett. A second complaint came in at 8:08 p.m. regarding the same vehicle passing at high speeds, and a third complaint at 8:16 noted that it almost caused a head-on collision near Pibroch, said Estefan. Police eventually caught up with Kozawi when he stopped on Highway 44 and Township Road 610. Estefan said Kozawi put the truck into reverse and almost struck the cruiser and was told to put it into park and turn off the engine. He showed gross signs of impairment. "A 3/4 full bottle of vodka was located in the truck," said Estefan. Back at the detachment, Kozawi provided 2 samples of his breath, which revealed a blood alcohol level of 0.210 milligrams per cent, well beyond the legal limit of 0.08. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.